Foreman and Michael Riedel in the morning.
On the Voice of New York.
710 WOR.
Well, we're coming into the home stretch on the presidential race. And, of course, one of the biggest scandals of our time, Hunter Biden and his father, Joe Biden, out there making money from every country, their hands out, kicking some back to the big guy, as Hunter said. Clearly, he meant his dad. Now, is this scandal being covered by the mainstream media? Nope. Totally being ignored, folks, because the mainstream media is now the propaganda arm of the Democratic Party. I happened to be watching Tucker Carlson last night, and they interviewed Hunter Biden's business partner, a guy named Bubalinski. Bubba, we'll call him around here. And he basically laid it on the line. Hunter was out there cashing in on his dad's name, on his dad's power, and daddy was going to get a cut of it. But as far as the New York Times and the Washington Post and CNN and all the outlets that Len reveres, nothing to see here, folks. If Joe Biden needs to make a little bit of cash on the side, that's just fine because he's a Democrat. And that's where the press is today. Also in the Big Three, here's another interesting thing. So if you, if the police have a confrontation with a an African-American wielding a knife, and in the course of this confrontation, they shoot the man, what do we have? Rioting in the streets in Philadelphia, where this incident took place, and in Brooklyn, where now we have people dressed in black, all right, who are rioting against the police. If the Democrats get into power, folks, this is a recipe for absolute and complete chaos across this country because the Democrats will try to completely gut and defund the police. Democrats hate the police. Simple as that. Rounding out the Big Three, the Dodgers won the World Series. Now, Len, I don't know if you watched it last night. I was looking at it, and I just could not understand Kevin Cash's decision to take Blake Snell out in Game 6 of the World Series. Can you explain that to me?
I'm sure you were watching.
It would be more fun if Michael explained it.
Yeah, why don't you read some more from the New York Post and tell me what it says.
Well, I mean, I just don't understand it. I mean, Snell, he was cruising through a 5 1/3 innings. He hadn't given up a run. He just allowed 2 singles, didn't issue a walk. And he struck out 9 guys. And then Cash, I mean, he was sticking to a plan, I guess, that was used very successfully throughout the 60-game regular season in the postseason. And then he called for Nick Anderson, who's a right-hander, to replace Snell. So I was totally...
Smell, yeah. To replace Smell.
Something and, smells.
Yeah, I was confused.
Joe, I love the fact he comes on the air with just his fakakta Hunter Biden story, and then he comes on the air with criticizing the shooting in Philadelphia. Now, let me talk. Hello, my turn. Listen, Rudy Giuliani, laptop. I'm not saying anything else. There you go. You just knock yourself out with that story. 4 years ago, the president tried this game plan with Hillary Clinton, lock her up, and last I looked, she was still never locked up. It's funny how that whole story goes away once the election's over. So, you know, you want to hang your hat. You know, you have all these dead Americans from COVID, and you want to hang your hat on some shady Hunter Biden story that hasn't been fact-checked? Go ahead. Knock yourself out. In fact, investigate it. Charge him. Lock him. Do whatever you want. Go ahead, knock yourself out. But if that's what you're going to hang your hat on 6 days before the election, then you are really struggling to defend your candidate. That's my
Len,
story.
As far as the
Tampa Bay Rays manager, that'll be second guessed forever because Smell only threw 73 pitches and he was cruising along. So I think that was a big mistake. And that's why the Dodgers are world champs today.
Len, can I ask you just to level with our audience? Please tell the audience that you're feeling, and this is the mainstream media feeling, Hunter and Joe Biden can do whatever they want. That's because they're Democrats, and we want Democrats in power. So we will look the other way, just as the press has always looked the other way with the corrupt Clinton Foundation. The Clintons have been living off the fat of that foundation for a long, long time. But as long as they're on your side, as long as they hold the right positions, Len, the positions that you believe in, Roe v. Wade, higher taxes, free education for everybody, Black Lives Matter, as long as they believe those things, it is okay for them to cash in. They have to make a living somehow. And if it's shady, if it's illegal, look the other way because they believe what I believe. Just level with the listeners and tell them. If you're just honest with them, they'll accept it. they'll accept it. It's okay, Lynn. It's okay to turn the other way when the people that you root for, the people who hold your points of view, gotta cash in on the side here and there. Maybe shady, but it's perfectly fine. Just level with the listeners.
You know what? What a bunch of malarkey. That's absolutely not how I feel. And there you go with the criminal claim. You know what? Why don't you just take all the talk radio and Fox News talking points and throw them up against the wall? Maybe something will stick. The Clinton Foundation was a scam. Hunter Biden had his hand out. You know, that $3.5 million nobody can find and was never given to Hunter Biden. And none of it ever got to the father. But you just go ahead and pretend that it's a real story, because that's the only way you can try to bring someone down, is to make up these false stories. So go for it. I mean, why don't you admit to the audience that you're just grasping at... Yeah, there you go. Now I'm going to turn it on you. Michael, why don't you just admit to the audience that you're just grasping at straws here? There's no real proof of any wrongdoing, but you're going to stick with this story because you hope that that'll take Biden down, because he's way ahead in the polls, and the particularly damning poll is Pennsylvania. But go ahead, level to the audience, Michael, that you really just want to take Biden down, and you'll use any smear, whether it's proven or not, but you're going to grab onto it and say the mainstream media is the villain. You know, just these same little talking points, but go for it, Michael.
One, I don't think there's any doubt that the Clintons are corrupt. I mean, we know what that Clinton Foundation was all about. It was fattening the bank accounts of the Clinton. Period. End of story. But people like you don't care because you like the Clintons, right? Fine. Two, Hunter Biden is the sleaziest of them all. Nothing has been refuted by the Biden campaign that was in those emails. No one has said that is not his computer. It's all totally phony baloney. They say, no, it came from Rudy Giuliani, so therefore it has to be suspect. You know it was his computer, Len. You know what Hunter Biden was doing, all right? You know what he was doing. And do you honestly believe that Joe Biden did not know that his son was out there raking in the big bucks? Do you seriously believe that? So yes, the problem is the mainstream media is so anti-Trump, so anti-Republican, they will do anything to protect this fuddy-duddy, as Joe called him yesterday, senile old fool who is, you know, barely campaigning, and when he does, he looks around, there's no clue where in the hell he is. But they want him in because he's going to be a figurehead, because they know he will either die in 2 months or he'll be muscled aside by Kamala Harris, and the great socialist experiment will begin in this country. Folks, your taxes are going up. They're going to restrict gun laws. They're going to pay for all of this cockamamie stuff. You're not going to get on a plane again. They're going to slap gas taxes on you. They are going to ruin this country. And you know what? If you vote for Biden, you're going to get what you deserve.
Once again, just a pile of manure piled up by Michael Riedel. I mean, really, it's going to be the great, as you call it, socialist experiment, as you call it. Really, that's what it's going to be? That's just nonsense. And don't tell me that he's just a puppet being pulled by. You know what? You make up these things, because I don't know if you hear him on Fox News or on the other shows on WOR.
I'm not making anything up here, like,
but you just parrot. You're a parrot, Riedel.
Oh, my
you just
God. No,
parrot these
parrot.
Nonsense.
I am
Can
not
I finish,
a parrot.
Please? I let you talk. You are nothing but a parrot because you listen to these other talk show hosts. Oh, that's an interesting thing. Maybe I'll go with that one in the morning. Come on, just knock the crap off. Speak English. Tell the people the truth that Biden is an honest, empathetic person, and that he will restore
help.
Our. Can I finish? He will restore our standing in the world and add some decency
all right, we got,
to America.
We got to run.
Oh
we got to run. But
where's
I just
the cuckoo
quick...
sound now?
we got to run.
Biden is honest.
the only question I have for you, Len, if no one is pulling Biden's strings, how's he going to speak? I mean, that's
hilarious. I'll tell you, the humor starts early on the show.
All right, up next, if you want to beat up on Len, give us a call, 1-800-321-0710. I think this is going to be a Len punching bag day, I have a feeling. All right, we're hitting the home stretch here. Trump is barnstorming across the country, looking vital, vigorous. Joe Biden, though, isn't sure where he is. That's our choice, folks. Somebody who's vital and vigorous, and somebody who, in Joe Biden's
bunch Bartlett's of nonsense.
Words,
really, now I can use the sound food. Effect.
That's coming up next.
We are the voice of New York.
Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning.
710 WOR.
Well, isn't this fun? Natalie says to me, if you want to be called a moron, go to the caller on line three. And then Joe and Michael and Natalie spent the last 5 minutes during the commercial talking about recipes. I'm so glad I got up at 4 a.m. I mean, this is just a dream come true to work in talk radio. By the way, this morning we have a different time as usual than usual to win your T-shirt that says Berman Riedel 2020. We're going to do it at 7:23 this morning. And so if you want to call in, if you have a campaign slogan for us, call us at 800-320-0710, and we'll have some winners at 7:20, or you can email them to us or tweet us. How's that poll going? Is it still up for another hour or so, I think, Natalie? We put up pictures of Michael and me wearing our Berman Riedel 2020 T-shirts, and we asked our listeners who wore it better. And last check, I had 74% of the vote to Michael's 26%, because he looks like he's in a hostage video. Doesn't look happy at all. Is it still 74-26, Natalie? And how much longer is this thing going to be up?
It's going to be up only for another, maybe a few minutes. Not much longer. But yep, okay. 26 to 74. So you have quite the lead. There's 22 minutes left. So get to you could go directly to Twitter if you want at Len Michael WR, or go to our website, 710WR.com/LennandMichael. Then you could see the pictures, which I think you really do need to see.
You do need to see. Is this James on Long Island? Is he the one who wants to call me a moron? Oh,
yes,
great. Who doesn't want to be yelled at 6:25 in the morning? Hi, James. How are you today?
Good morning, Len. I'll handle it much nicer because now we're on the radio. But, okay. Len, let me say one thing. We've had a whole almost year of this COVID. We've had countries that have shut down, that have totally shut down. Okay? Now, all of a sudden, hello? Len?
We're here. We're here. We're listening. We're hanging on every word, James. We're waiting for the part where you call me a moron. That's what we're looking forward to.
I even got off speaker. We've had countries shut down. You think an old man is going to come out of a basement who is basically brain dead and useless? And if you truly think that's who's going to save the country, you are a freaking moron.
He got there. I was hoping he'd get there. Really, because I wanted him to get there.
You've got to be kidding me if you think he's going to save this country. I'm worried about my children and my grandchildren. You're useless if you think somebody like that's going to save this country. He is as
absolutely
corrupt,
right, James,
as they come. The
and
news
James
is ignoring everything. And you,
absolutely.
I don't know whether you do it purposely or you truly are a freaking moron. Because my mind, if I was in your face, you'd be out on the ground. You're a moron, Len.
All right, you're done. Advocating violence. Bye-bye, James. Have a nice day. You know, it's one thing to just be a moron, but to be a friggin' moron, you know, I wear that with pride. Oh, I really do. Oh, my God. I don't know where to begin. So I'll let Joe Biden speak.
Everybody knows who Donald Trump is. Let's show him who we are.
Oh,
we
great.
Choose hope over fear.
Oh, we do.
Unity over division.
Yes.
Science over fiction. And truth over lies.
Oh, my
there
God.
There you go.
Brilliant.
There's,
oh, what
there
a
he
speech.
Is.
Yeah. Len,
that's
what
the first
speech.
Time he got all of that correct. Usually he gets them mixed up. He probably practiced that all day yesterday.
In the basement, that's right. But Len, that
what's
was
the
stirring.
Thing he got? We choose facts over, what was it?
Fiction.
One time he did screw it up.
But yeah. Len, I have to agree with you in all seriousness here. I mean, that was stirring. That really touches the heart.
I told you it was. You want to hear some more?
Absolutely stirring. Oh, I do.
Well, here you go. Here's some
lay
more then.
I
can think of any president where there's been a national crisis who didn't bring all the parties together in the White House to try to solve something. He's done nothing.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's absolutely true. Absolutely true.
Your choice, folks, your choice is very simple. Do you want an economy that is employing most Americans, a way that we got to figure out to live with the stupid pandemic until we have a vaccine, or do you want a country that is going to be shut down until Anthony Fauci tells us we can go back to work? And in the meantime, actually, it may not be so bad, because in the meantime, the Democrats are in power. They'll pass a stimulus package of $3 trillion. So, you know, you're going to get free money. Why not? Take it free. There are no consequences for just printing money. None whatsoever. Economy's going to be great. They're just going to print money forever. Hey, we all are going to have guaranteed incomes. Len, we're not going to have to work anymore. I'm a Democrat. Absolutely.
It's funny how you're ignoring the fact that under Trump, the deficit has reached record proportions, but you just conveniently ignore that. Hey, let's let Donald Trump
only because they had they did put a stimulus package in place there.
Oh, is that it? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Has nothing to do with that.
We're leading almost everyone. Now, I've got to say, I'm working my ass off here. This is...
Well, there's a lot to work off. All right, news time. Let's go to Joe Bartlett. Hey, Joe, good morning to you.
Good morning, Len. Going to be a great day for you, I can see. Hey, we had unrest in Brooklyn.
just keep that in mind. I'm not only a moron, I'm a frickin' moron. You know, there's a distinction there.
Well, I wear it proudly. You are infuriating sometimes when you start saying things. It really does. It makes me.
Oh, so when you start talking, see, that's the thing with talk radio. As soon as you start talking, I mean, you say things. It's unbelievable how this radio works.
Well, wait, I just
silly things that you say,
Bartlett. Hold on 1 second. You know our friend Billy, the electrician that we used to see around the
office?
Billy loves me.
I just got an email from Billy. He says, "Talk about being a parrot. Len uses the talking points of the media every day." What a tool that man is. He's one of your tools.
I'm going to make a list. Wait a second. Let me make a list of all these things I am today. This is pretty cool. Go ahead, Joe.
All right, here's some other news this morning. We had unrest in Brooklyn. Protesters took to the streets after that deadly police shooting of a black man in Philadelphia. 30 people were arrested. NYPD vehicles were damaged, some trash cans set on fire, and several officers hurt when a car attempted to drive through a group of cops. There was violence and looting in Philadelphia as well. This after the death of Walter Wallace Jr. Police shot Wallace after he advanced towards cops with a knife and refused to drop it. Mayor de Blasio urging people, do not travel for Thanksgiving. He says the infection rates are spiking around the country. 41 states are now on the tri-state travel advisory list.
For those who do travel, recognize how important it is to get tested and recognize there's a very strict quarantine in New York State.
Yeah, he says he is avoiding traveling himself this Thanksgiving. I don't know where he'd go, but he says he's staying put.
Go to the gym. He'd go for a walk in a park in Brooklyn, then he'd go for a walk in a park in Manhattan, then he'd go for a walk in a park in the Bronx, and that's it.
Well, he has a lot of time on his hands, apparently. He waited 3 hours online to vote yesterday, saying he wanted to experience the situation for himself. Extra hours have been added to early voting Friday, Saturday, and Sunday because of the long lines and the long waits, but the mayor says it's still not good enough. Okay, hey, you think it's tough taking care of your kids while working at home? People without kids say it's even tougher for them. New York Post says childless employees are complaining they got to pick up the slack for the coworkers. Say there's this unwritten expectation that you'll work around their schedule and be flexible. They also complain that these coworkers with kids sometimes disappear in the middle of the day because they're dealing with family issues. And guess what? The people with no kids have to pick up the slack.
Yeah, so I know what that's like around here.
I figured I'd hear from him. I just knew that was coming.
I mean, my God, I love Natalie, but Jesus, I'm producing the show most of the morning.
I know. She's out. She always had an issue.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Soccer game. Who's home and who's here at the office?
Well, sometimes. All right. Thanks, Joey B. Yep. Coming up next, we have our interview with the terrific actress Lorraine Bracco and why she bought a dump in Sicily. And at 7:05, we'll talk to political commentator Chris Matthews. Having your health and mobility makes your life so much more satisfying. You're able to do what you want, when you want, and enjoy it more than ever. If your mobility is an issue, you really need to make an appointment with my friends at Trinity Rehab. They'll restore your freedom to live your life pain-free. This is cutting-edge, state-of-the-art physical therapy that will improve your life. Trinity Rehab has the EPAT machine. Now, this is FDA-approved, non-surgical acoustic pressure wave technology. It's similar to what's used to break up kidney stones. It breaks up scar tissue. It enhances healing and, best of all, gets rid of pain fast. It's effective for conditions like back or neck pain, tennis elbow, shoulder tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, and knee pain. In just 3 5-minute sessions, you could be virtually pain-free. It's so effective that Olympic athletes and a New York professional football team use EPAT for their injuries. There's no prescription needed to get started, with locations all over New Jersey, including Paramus and now Chester. Call Trinity Rehab today, 800-518-0977. That's 800-518-0977. Or visit their website at trinity-rehab.com. That's trinity-rehab.com.
Len Berman.
Michael Riedel. In the morning, 710 WOR.
All right, so we talked to the great actress Lorraine Bracco. You know her from The Sopranos and, of course, Goodfellas, and she's been doing some amazing fundraising for a theater in East Hampton called Guildhall. We had a great chat with Lorraine yesterday, and it was so good we want to hear from Lorraine again today.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Good. I'm good. So, the Guildhall. We love the Guildhall, and also Joy set it up, too, that we help some of the money will go to some of the food pantry out here.
Right, because you live in Bridgehampton, right?
I do. I have. I have for the last, I don't know, 15 some odd years. Thank you, HBO.
Of course. You're welcome.
Hey, wait. Now, Lorraine, before we get into your big Italian adventure, there's something I have to ask you. My girlfriend and I have been rewatching The Sopranos, which, by the way, is like great wine. It just gets better with age. And, you know, I've been to my share of therapists over the years, but I have yet to find a therapist who has as great a looking an office as you do on the show. That was some snappy office you had back then.
Okay, I can tell you about the office, which is so interesting. The office was like round, ovalish, like David Chase made it like this, like the womb.
Ooh,
David Chase is so incredibly detailed oriented that I think a lot of people don't realize the thought that went into everything that man wrote and created. And of course I got yelled at when I wanted to bring in all of Robert Graham's statues, who was a very famous sculptor. So when I brought in the big piece where Tony looks at it and she's naked and all the other pieces in the office, I asked David if I could, you know, do that because I wanted it to be a celebration of the woman.
We are on with actress Lorraine Bracco. She's hot stuff because she's on the cover of the arts section in the New York Times today, and they're talking about her new TV series, My Big Italian Adventure. It debuts this coming Friday night at 9 o'clock Eastern on HGTV. That sounds like a hoot, Lorraine. You buy a place for a euro and then spend a couple of $100,000 to fix it up in Sambuca, Sicily.
Yes, I did that. and I can still giggle about it.
Well, it must not have been easy. I mean, I've had friends who've had houses in Italy, and when they try to get things repaired, you know, it takes about 25 days to have the faucet tightened.
Yeah, no, I agree. But here's where I was. This is where my stars aligned. The contractor who I had, his name was Piero, and you'll see him on the show. He's not really a contractor. He's an engineer. So that was number one, great for me. And he lived in the town of Sambuca when he was a boy, before he moved to the United States for a long time, and then he had moved back. So he had all his friends that were plumbers and electricians and people who knew how to build things, let's put it that way. And so he brought in all his friends to help him build this house. So that's where I was so lucky, because they took such pride and joy. I think one for Piero, two for the town, and three for me, you know, making this TV series.
So did you have to meet the... Not to be stereotypical here, but you're in Sicily. Did you have to meet sort of the local Tony Soprano to make sure you get your garbage collected there in Sambuca?
No, they just had to meet me.
she carries a lot of juice. There you go.
Absolutely. They all wanted to meet. Yeah. They wanted to kiss your ring.
Hey, Lorraine, you are a lot of fun. I hope you'll come back and visit with us, because you're a joy to speak with.
How you doing, Len?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. You know, holed up in my den in this, you know, pandemic. But we really love having you on, Lorraine.
Yeah. Hey, Lorraine, before you run, are you a little concerned, though, about going back to your house in Italy, given the fact that the coronavirus seems to be spiking in Europe again?
Yeah, well, we're not allowed. So my daughter, who lives in Paris, just texted me this morning. She said they're going to close down Paris. They had a curfew 8 to 5 in the morning. They're making that more, and they're going to close Paris down probably on the weekend.
So this is
what we have to look forward to. There's no traveling. I've not seen my daughter for 11 months. So, yeah, it sucks.
It does.
Well, that's the best way to put it.
Just say it the way it is.
Exactly. All right. Lorraine Bracco, the wonderful actress, and check out her show on HGTV, My Big Italian Adventure. It's great fun. And then don't forget to stream the Guildhall benefit, Totally Disrespectful, An Evening of Short Plays by Joy Behar. You can go to www.guildhall.org. And Lorraine is one of the big stars trying to help that terrific theater out there in East Hampton. All right. Fun talk with Lorraine. Yeah, terrific.
A lot of fun.
Hey, up next, de Blasio says don't go anywhere during the holidays. De Blasio, once again, what does he want to do? He wants to lock us down. Hey, WOR thanks all our veterans and their families for their service. Join us in celebrating veterans with the iHeartRadio Salute to Veterans. Show some love to the veterans in your life. Go to iHeartRadio.com/veterans to learn how. And be sure to download or subscribe to the Vets You Should Know podcast on iHeartRadio, available this Veterans Day, November 11th.
Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning. 710 WOR.
Well, you know the way our mayor feels. Well, you know, he basically puts it into a song.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
Yeah, except for one little problem. The mayor says, if you don't live in New York, don't go home for the holidays, and don't bring the coronavirus back. Stay here. Well, there you go. That's a happy holidays, everybody, from Mayor de Blasio. Great idea.
Well, but now I'm waiting, though, for the governor to say, I will tell you if you can go home for the holidays. It is not up to local authorities. It is up to the state.
Do we have that soundbite, Natalie? I'd like to play that Cuomo bite, because all I have is this de Blasio bite.
My recommendation, based on the information I've received from our healthcare leadership, is to avoid travel this holiday season, to stay safe, to keep us all safe.
Yeah, don't go anywhere. Don't come back. If you come back, quarantine or whatever.
For those who do travel, recognize how important it is to get tested and recognize there's a very strict quarantine in New York State.
Absolutely.
By the way, I got tested because I'm traveling. Sorry, Mayor. I'm going to be seeing my parents. So I got tested on Sunday, and I got the test results back, Natalie, in about 12 hours. Negative, of course.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Amazing. Did you have the Q-tip shoved up your nose?
Well, no, they have this new thing now. This was interesting. So the first time I got tested, it was very uncomfortable. They have this long stick. It's like a pogo stick, and they jam it up your nose, and
pogo
it comes
stick
out of your mouth.
The doctor's jumping on the other side of it. Up and down.
I know, that was really awkward. Now they have this one thing where they just go in for 10 seconds in each nostril and just swab it around like a Q-tip.
Really?
Boom. It was really good. Yeah, it was simple. Oh, by the way, the guy who did it for me, he said, you know, the mayor was here yesterday. Apparently the mayor went to the hospital, or I went to get this swab, and the mayor got a swab there too. And I said, did people boo him? And they said, well, no, they didn't boo him, but a lot of people just looked at him with complete and utter disgust. And nobody went up to him to say, hey, Mr. Mayor, anything like that. People just walked away from him as he was coming. And he stood online, you know, he's pretending to be a regular man of the people there, you know, all that kind of stuff. But people were just totally unimpressed with the mayor. So there you go.
Natalie, you were going to say something about your test. Uh-oh, we don't hear you. We still don't hear you. All right.
Hello.
We'll get Natalie's mic fixed. Speaking of standing in line, which de Blasio did for his COVID test, he stood in line for hours to vote. He just stood there. It'd be okay if you let the mayor cut the line. He is the mayor. Doesn't he have important things to do?
Len, come on. This guy, he's got absolutely nothing to do. He can stand in line for hours. You know, what am I going to do today? I'm going to get up. I'll get a COVID test. That'll take a couple hours if I stand in line. I'll go vote. That'll take a couple hours. I'll take a couple of walks in various parks. That'll take up a few hours. And meanwhile, I'll let Andrew Cuomo decide how this city's going to face the pandemic. In all seriousness, though, just want to say one quick thing. We're kind of making light of all this, you know, COVID testing and the travel ban. I do have to say, though, I was talking to a friend of mine who lives in Paris yesterday, and she said the virus is really spiking in Europe, and Paris is going to be in lockdown mode pretty soon. And she said it's really getting bad over here. So we do have to be careful, folks.
No, we do. There's no question. You just can't slough it off and say COVID. Yeah, there's a reason we're talking about it. It's because we're still in a pandemic. Here's the mayor talking about standing in line to vote.
The regular voting day is 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. We should do whatever hours it's going to take to reduce the lines and make it easier for people to vote.
Yeah, so I think, you know, he's trying to tinker with the lines because they are way too...
It was just important to experience this with everyone else. I wanted to vote like so many other people. It's so important to make sure my vote is counted. Election day, I think, is going to be even crazier.
I don't know. That's interesting. I wonder if election day will be crazier, but it's certainly taking a long time to vote in early voting, and he's trying to adjust the hours to make it a little bit easier for people. But same thing out here on Long Island, Michael. It's taking a long time.
You know, I'm gonna vote on November. When is it? 3rd? 4th?
Yeah, November.
Tuesday.
It's election day.
Whatever that Tuesday
Natalie, tell them what election day is.
Whatever that is.
Just gonna Halloween is Saturday. I want to let him go out on the wrong day back, see what happens.
Turn the clock back Saturday. We have to make up a whole special calendar just for Mikey. Up next, just 6 days to go. Who will win? Political commentator Chris Matthews is joining us next. Plus, your next chance to win $1,000 coming up after the news. It's 7 o'clock.